Good morning, everybody out there. This is Joe from Power Records, and it's a cold morning here on a Saturday morning here in December. We just came back from my morning run, and my face is like frostbitten. It's pretty cold out here. Well, welcome, everybody. For all you record fans out there, remember that in 1960, RPM Records died due to takeover of 33 RPM Records, and then 45 RPM Records were born. And then there became a mass production of this style, and it wasn't until Philips started compact discs that vinyl records began the extinction, but not for long. Vinyl records rose from the dead and here to stay. Well, welcome, everybody. This is the Vinyl Records Podcast, and I'm your host, Joe Carone, and I'm the owner of Power Records here in Toronto, Canada. I'm excited here to share stories, knowledge, and to help you gain expertise on trading and selling vinyl records. Well, what a week this has been. A couple of things I need to report to you on. Amazon. If you sell records on Amazon, watch out. Amazon all of a sudden has sent letters to people canceling their seller account. I've seen a whole bunch of this on the internet in the last couple of days. It seems like Amazon's getting very strict with sellers, and it's going to be more difficult for you out there that's selling vinyl records because, you know, one little flaw a customer can complain about, but it's more delicate with vinyl records. So what they're saying now, Amazon is saying, is anything over a 1% defect rate, you could have your account suspended. And a lot of record sellers have ran into this. Even if your delivery date, delivery performance is poor, they can suspend your account something like over 4%. If you're getting over 4% of requests from customers, where's my vinyl, where's my product? Amazon can tag on to that and cancel your seller account. And it's really difficult, especially in this season. Number one is that this is when you make a lot of money selling records December because people buy for gifts. And number two, because of the postal strike, it's been pretty difficult for a lot of people, such as myself, getting records out there because of the delays. So a lot of people paid the price selling on Amazon and they canceled the account. Now, you can get back on the Amazon accounts, seller account, by doing a request to get you back on. However, it is a hassle doing so, especially, you know, if you don't have if you have time constraint to do it. But just watch out for that. You know, clean up your inventory. You know, make your inventory clean. And what I mean by that is sell good quality records, especially on Amazon. Amazon is buckling down. I guess they want to make more profit somehow. They don't want to. They're trying to get a lot of the people that, you know, don't abide by the rules, you know. But, you know, I feel sorry for the people that do make an attempt to do so, and yet they're going to get punished. So it's a watch out for everybody out there. Hey, the good news is, did you hear about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie? I talked about it a couple podcasts ago. It's doing really well, and it's up for an award for the Golden Globe, which is really amazing, and I'm sure Queen are really happy about that. The members of Queen, remaining members of Queen, are happy about that. It's an awesome accomplishment, and who knows, they might get an Oscar nod too. And the actor Malek, who played Freddie, is up for a Best Actor award, which is truly, truly amazing. It's great to hear. It's a great movie, and I advise you to go see that. And the other piece of news here is you probably heard that Queen are going to tour again, which is pretty amazing in itself, too. The remaining members, without John Deacon, of course, John has retired. And they're going to be coming on a North American tour very soon. And they're going to be touring in summertime, coming here to Toronto, I think it's on July the 28th. So, you know, if you're into Queen still, they'll be playing a lot of their hits, but with Adam Lambert as the singer. So if you're interested, I advise you to get tickets soon because I think they're going to sell out, especially with the movie popularity. A couple things. Please subscribe to this podcast, folks. I'd really, really appreciate it. I do sell records on a couple of sites. I do sell on a site called Music Stack. So you go to Power Records at Music Stack. And you'll see us there on Music Stack. We sell about 45,000 vinyls there. And we also sell on a place called Discogs. I just love Discogs. It's a great site. And we have a couple hundred there of good quality records that we sell, mostly LPs. So have a look at Power Records at Discogs, Power Records on Music Stack, and we'll be there. So, folks, I want to talk a little bit today about how to get some profit selling records. So, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but records, you can make a substantial profit on them. You know, not $1 or $2. You can make up to $8 to $10 on a record, depending on the popularity of the record. Many, many people are tempted just to, you know, make a couple bucks. They'll be satisfied, but you got to be careful there, right? And you got to work in the costs, right? You know, if you have a good supply of records, the temptation is to sell them off quickly and make tons of money, you think, because you got so many records. But hold on, you know, you could potentially give away a pot of money by wrongly pricing your record. And this has happened to me many times. I once sold a Cramps record, you know, the Cramps that came out in the 70s, a punk rock band. I later looked on the internet. I sold it for $25, and I found the same record, same condition, everything, for about $90. And it really ticked me off that, you know, I didn't do my homework there. So you got to do your homework there and make sure you make a substantial profit, especially if it's a good quality record. Do your homework online to see what the record sells before you sell it. And remember, things could change fast in the business. You know, there are not too many copies flying around of some records, and the price goes up and up and up. It's like a stock market, right? You know, if a band member dies, or, you know, or the band folded, or a band comes out with a movie like Queen did, you know, all of a sudden their records start selling substantially higher price. So these are the kind of things you got to look out for. And likewise, your price could be too high. You know, don't expect to have a common multi-seller to sell a much higher than $10. Because of, you know, the quality of the record, because of many things. Again, do the research of the artist and look at the condition. Make sure the price is fair. Otherwise, your store will be looking for other ways to sell records. In other words, other sites that may not be as popular as, you know, the eBay sites or Music Stack sites, because you can't just sell the records for the price you're looking for. You could get potentially a pot of money by pricing your record right, and or if not, you could price your record wrong. When you price your record, take in considering the following, right? So when you're delivering your record, you know, for instance, you're going to have to pay for a sleeve, which is, you know, 25, 50 cents. You're going to have to pay for the cost of cardboard, whether you're shipping it, which is a buck, you know, if you're going to buy a record mailer. You know, the cost could be of shipping could be about $9, but you remember the customer pays for that. So you charge, you know, $12, $13, $14, you know, plus shipping, and your profit, if you paid for the record $4 or $5, your profit is about $8 or $9, which is about a 62% profit, and that's a healthy profit, right? So average price, you know, for a record $14, $15, you're making $8 or $9 off of it. If you buy the record for $5, and that's really the standard, you know. If you're selling on Amazon or eBay and your sales are $200 or $300 per month, and that's a healthy profit to have, right? You know, you got to remember, okay, your sales are about $400. If you can make about, you know, $100 off of that with profit, that's a healthy profit. You don't try to get greedy and get much more than that. So, folks, that's about it for today. It was a pleasure talking to you. Remember to go to Discogs for Power Records and Music Stack for Power Records, where we sell tons of records. And also just remind everybody that we have a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page, Power Records at One. You'll see us there. And we have lots of news about the latest vinyl sales revolution. We also have an ebook called The New Antique, available on Amazon Kindle. Have a look at that. That's great, great book for beginners and people that are selling and trading vinyl. So it's been a pleasure talking to you. Keep collecting those vinyl records, and over and out, folks. Bye now.